Thanks to our friends at the Boardwalk Plaza Hotel in Rehoboth, Delaware, for sponsoring the Bridge Podcast Network. They invite you to discover the reawakening of springtime at the beach. Celebrate the arrival of the warmer weather with an oceanfront getaway. And don't wait. Beat the summer rush with specially priced Victorian vacation packages while they last. While you're there, enjoy oceanfront dining with a beach and boardwalk view at Victoria's Restaurant or relax at the Cozy Plaza Pub. For menus and getaway packages, visit BoardwalkPlaza.com or call 800-33-BEACH.
Story Jumpers, welcome to another episode of your favorite storytelling podcast. Are you ready to hear a great story? Of course. That's why you're a Story Jumper. Camping with Jesus is the story of Matthew's 5 days at camp. He arrives feeling the loss of his grandfather and holding on to his treasured pocket watch. During the week, Matthew renews past friendships, hears the gospel story, and discovers that the pocket watch his grandfather gave him provides hope for the future. Now sit back and get ready to hear the first chapter of Matt's story, titled The Gold Medallion. Enjoy this reading of Camping Stick Kids, Camping with Jesus by Jolene Steele.
Ten-year-old Matt pulled his baseball cap down over his hair and stared out the van window. He sighed and leaned forward to pull out his grandpa's pocket watch. "Dad, are you sure about camp? Maybe I should have stayed home. It's going to be hard not to have Gramps around anymore." "Bud," said his dad, "it's going to be okay. Mom and I will spend the week organizing Grandpa's things. And when you return, you can see if there's anything else of his you want to keep. Besides, camp is going to be a blast." Matt twisted his cap around on his head. "Yeah, I like camp. It will be great to see my friends again." With a grunt, he slumped back into the seat. "Here's our spot." Dad parked the van in front of a row of yellow cabins. Matt pushed the pocket watch deep into his jeans shorts and got out. He heard someone holler and saw his best friend Josh rushing toward him. "Dude, you're late," Josh exclaimed, slamming into Matt and pinning him against the side of the van. "I'm not late," Matt grinned and wrestled Josh to the ground. "You're early." The boys tussled in the dirt, pummeling each other and laughing. "Come on," Matt's dad interrupted the boys, tossing a duffel and sleeping bag on the ground near them. "Come help grab Matt's stuff." "I'll take the sleeping bag." Matt jumped up, grabbed the green-sleeved cylinder, and rushed toward the cabin, hoping he could still get his favorite top bunk near the window. "Oh, you can't outrun me." Josh sprinted past with Matt's duffel bag stuffed under his arm like an oversized football. "I'm way faster than you." Matt looked up and saw the familiar figure of Ranger Glenn ahead, clasping arms with his dad. "Josh, look out," Matt called out to his friend. He snorted and shook his head as he watched Josh slam full force into Ranger Glenn. The adults turned to see Josh splayed on the ground. "Hey there, Josh." Ranger Glenn reached out a burly hand and pulled Josh to his feet. "You're sure moving fast today. You okay?" "Yes, sir." Josh scrambled up. "Sorry about that." Then he adjusted his imaginary football and dashed up the stairs into the cabin. Ranger Glenn noticed Matt and smiled. "Hey, Matt, glad you made it. I was just telling your dad how sorry I am to hear about your grandpa." "Thanks, Ranger Glenn." Matt reached out and clasped arms with his leader. Trying to ignore the lump rising in his throat, Matt gripped his sleeping bag and raced after Josh. "About time you got in here," Josh teased, tossing Matt's duffel bag onto the lower bunk. "You get the lower bunk this year, slowpoke." Matt tried not to feel annoyed. He really wanted that upper bunk. Instead of complaining, he flopped onto the lower bunk, flung his feet up, and began thumping on the plywood bottom of the bunk above. "That's fine. I'll just torture you all night with my feet." Matt's dad stuck his head inside the door. "Hey, bud, I'm going to clear out." Matt swung his legs off the side of his bed and walked to the door. After a few awkward hugs and some words of encouragement, Matt's dad said goodbye and headed toward his car. Matt watched him get in and then waved as he drove away. A black truck and two other vehicles pulled into the parking lot. "Hey, Josh," Matt called over his shoulder. "It looks like everyone else is here." Josh came flying out the cabin door just as Dan, Brad, and Clay jumped out of their parents' vehicles. Matt followed, joining the mini wrestling match as each of the boys greeted each other. "All right, men," Ranger Glenn approached their dusty knot of friendship. "Let's get your things stowed in the cabin and get up to the chapel." A few minutes later, all the boys filed into chapel. "Let's sit over on this side, boys." Ranger Glenn motioned to the left side of the chapel. The boys filed into the third row and sat on a long wooden bench, two rows back from the camp leaders. Matt squished in between Josh and Brad and craned his neck to see if Mr. B was here again this year. Sure enough, Mr. B was stepping up to the mic to greet everyone. All the boys loved Mr. B because he always had great games and activities, and his bushy eyebrows made everyone laugh when he pumped them up and down. "Welcome, campers. We're so glad you are here. I have a few things to tell you before we get started." Mr. B walked over to several barrels full of hiking sticks. "Boys, you will all get a hiking stick today." The boys all cheered in unison, and Mr. B motioned for silence. He held up a stick with five shiny medallions on it. "This week, your job is to earn the five medallions that go on your hiking stick. You'll do that by learning two Bible verses for each of the five medallion colors." Placing a finger on each medallion, Mr. B continued, "Gold is for heaven, black is for sin, red is for the blood of Jesus, white is for forgiveness, and green is for growth. Our theme for this week is the Big Five." "Like us," Josh whispered to the row of boys. "Five boys, the Big Five." He spread out his hand as wide as he could, wiggled his fingers, and curled them into a fist. Mr. B glanced their way for just a moment. "Each day this week, we will answer a big question. By the end of the week, you will know the Big Five." "Yeah, they'll know us all right," said Josh, loud enough for the row to hear. Mr. B walked over and stood on their side of the chapel. "The first question," Mr. B started, "is, what is heaven, and why do we want to go there?" That's two questions," whispered one of the other boys. "You're right," responded Mr. B, pumping his eyebrows up and down in the boys' direction. Everyone laughed. Mr. B stopped and went back to stand in the front of the chapel. "The Bible says that heaven has a street paved with gold, as pure as transparent glass. It's a beautiful place. The Bible also says that in heaven, there will be no more crying or sorrow, no more death or pain." Matt shifted in his seat. Any mention of death made him uncomfortable. He was glad to hear Mr. B's next sentence. "The best reason to go to heaven is the great God of the universe is there. He loves us so much that he sent his only son to earth on a rescue mission. His son, Jesus, came to make a way for you and for me to live forever in heaven with him." "Look at the screen and let's take a look at our two Bible verses for the gold medallion." "That's a ton of words to memorize," worried Matt, looking at the verses on the screen at the front of the chapel. "Ah, you can do it. I'll help you, dude." Josh punched Matt's knee. Dan jabbed Matt's shoulder and added, "Yep, we're in this together." Mr. B asked all the boys to stand and recite the words from Revelation 21:21 and John 3:16. Throughout the day, he said, "You'll work on these verses with your cabin leaders." Speaking of cabin leaders, guys and gals, come on up and get your group's hiking sticks. While the leaders jumped up to grab their group's hiking sticks, the camp band hopped onto stage and led everyone in a new song about heaven. Matt liked the snappy sound of the song and the lyrics. "Gold, gold, gold, there's a street of gold in heaven. I want to go there. Gold, 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 where I walk so bold with Jesus right beside me. Gold, 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 there's a street of gold in heaven. I want to go there. Gold, 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 where I walk so bold with Jesus right beside me. When I'm there, all will be so bright. No more crying and no more fights. Gold, 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 there's a street of gold in heaven. I want to go there. Ranger Glenn returned, carrying 5 hiking sticks. He gave each of the boys their own stick, with the direction that they should keep the stick base on the ground. These are not weapons, but tools for sharing the gospel story, he gently warned. After chapel, Matt followed his cabin mates out of the building and up the hill to the dining hall. Josh, out front and as usual, called over his shoulder, "Come on, slowpokes, you snooze, you lose." The other boys bounded up the dining hall steps to stand in the growing line. Matt climbed the steps slowly, his mind on Gramps. Ranger Glenn stepped right up beside him. "You doing okay, Matt?" Matt shrugged. "Yeah, I guess so. I'm just missing my grandpa." Ranger Glenn put his hand on Matt's shoulder. "I remember how much you talked about him last year. He took you fishing a lot, right?" "Yeah, he was the best." Matt struggled against the lump in his throat. Dan and Clay, walking just ahead of Matt, both turned around and noticed his glum face. Dan pulled Matt up next to them and wrapped his arm clumsily around Matt's shoulder. "Hey, dude, it's gonna be okay. We're here for you." "Yeah," said Clay. "You're part of the Big 5 now." "Thanks, guys," Matt said, relaxing a little. "After dinner, let's work on our Bible verses together so we can earn that first medallion."
Story jumpers, I can remember that some of my most memorable times were spent at summer camp, or camping with my family, or even just going out in the woods and pretending like I was camping with my brothers and sisters. I bet you've got your own fun camping memories too. I've got somebody who's going to join us to tell us a little more about Camping Stick Kids, Jolene Steele. Hey, Jolene, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, we really enjoyed this one particular story from the Camping Stick Kids collection. Can you tell us more about the whole, you know, the whole arrangement, the whole world that is Camping Stick Kids?
Sure. Well, Camping Stick Kids is a place where you can come and you can find stories that help you to get to know Jesus better. And, you know, my dad and I started this ministry together, and we were going to state fairs and handing out hiking sticks. And what the problem was is that the state fair people who were in charge would not let us give our hiking sticks to children. And so my dad said, "Okay, we want children to know Jesus." So he looked at me and he said, "Jolene, write a story about the stick." Because what was so important about the hiking stick was that it had a leather strap with 5 colored beads on it. And we would tell people how to receive Jesus as their Savior. And we wanted to make sure children knew how to do that. So I wrote our first story, which is what you heard today, and it was to help kids answer 5 big questions. Can I share those 5 big questions with you?
Absolutely. I'd love to hear them.
So gold is for heaven, and the first question is, what is heaven, and why do I want to go there? And dark is for sin, and the second question is, what is sin, and why does it matter? Because sometimes we forget that even being angry at our brothers and sisters or having a prideful attitude about being the best kid in the house, that's also sin. So then the third question, so we have what is heaven, what is sin, and then the third question is, who is Jesus and what has he done for us? And that's the red bead. And then we have white, and it's what is forgiveness and how do I get it? And then green is for growth. And the big question there is, what is growth and how do I do it? Because we want to know, once we receive Jesus as our Savior, what's next? How do I learn to find and follow Jesus in a way that is good.
You know, that's a good reminder. The five beads on that leather handle of the walking stick could start a lot of great conversations if you're out hiking with friends or camping with friends. I used to go camping and hiking a lot, and one of the things I loved was finding a good stick while I was on the trail. Mm-hmm. So the sticks that you handed out, did you make them yourself?
Well, that's really an exciting story. My dad had $3 in his Bible, and someone said at a meeting, I've got this machine, this wood-making machine, and I don't know what to do with it. And my dad's friend said, hey, Eldon, how about $3, laughing. And the guy said, sold. And so we got the machine that, you know, is worth a lot of money for $3 to start our hiking sticks. Now, there was a lot of money we had to spend to get the machine ready and put it in a building where it was safe and hire people to make our sticks. But God has really helped us. These hiking sticks are 44 inches tall. So when you think about how tall you are, if you are anywhere from ages 5 to 12, it's just the right size for you.
That's very cool. I love it. And then, so what would you recommend if someone, you know, was out on a hike and their friend saw those beads? How would you enter into a conversation about, you know, hey, what are those beads for? What's on your hiking stick?
Well, the best thing is actually if you've gone through our Camping with Jesus curriculum and you heard in the story how Matthew wanted to earn the medallions, they're these medals that go on your stick, just like if you went to a national park and got the national park medal. These are five special medals that have the colors on them. And what's amazing is when you have those medallions on your stick, people really ask you, wow.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful. What are those about?
And yeah, they usually represent like a trail that you've hiked on or a national park or state park you visited, big, you know, tourist destinations or great trails that people love.
And this way you're telling people the trail they can take to receive Jesus as their Savior, you know, and that's exciting. And what happens is people will come up and say, oh, I love your medallions. Tell me. If you've been through our curriculum, you are able to answer that gold is for heaven, dark is for sin, and go through that. But you know what else they know? You know how to tell 10 Bible verses.
Wow.
So you will have memorized, and if you're real little, you just learn 5. But the older kids, we say, if you're 10 or 11 or 12, you can memorize 10 Bible verses. And we have all kinds of games in the back of our book. Like I mentioned in our story today, you would have heard me say you can play this game called Pass the Slap. And it's hilarious. You don't slap each other. You just
no.
hands, just so people and parents know we're not encouraging slapping. But it's a fun game to teach you how to memorize Bible mm-hmm. verses.
That's really neat, Jolene. It's very creative to take something that people love, like hiking and enjoying time in the outdoors, and then while you're out there, being reminded of God's love. What a creative way to do that. So if my parents were interested in the curriculum or the walking sticks, you know, how would they go about finding this stuff so that our family could use it or we could share it with our friends at church?
Sure. I mean, of course, you could go to our website, which I know you guys are going to put the links there. Which is www.campingstickkids.org. And you're going to want to go to our shops page. And I always recommend to our parents, go to the tab called Backyard Camp. Parents can actually, for the price of one child that you would send to summer camp, you can actually hold your own backyard camp for 10 kids. And they would receive 10 hiking sticks, 10 sets of medallions, 10 books with our journals. I mean, you can have all your friends over to your backyard and hold a backyard camp, which is a day-type camp. And the activities are so fun. And there's even little videos. We have puppets named Gordon and Bruce who do some skits for you that are in the Leaders Download for parents. So go to the Backyard Camp tab. And you're going to find everything your parents need right there.
Oh, that's great. I mean, do I have to have my own campfire?
Nope. You can if your parents would like you to. But of course, you know, camping, if you've ever thought, man, you know, I don't want to go away from home. I'm just going to set my tent up in my backyard.
We used to do that all the time.
And my kids, when my boys, I have three boys, and when they were little, they didn't even want to sleep outside. They just wanted me to set up the tent, and they'd hang out and play and read stories and books in the tent. Well, the backyard camp idea is that you might have a tent set up, and you might have some things that look like real camping, but you're really just pretending in your own backyard.
I love it. That sounds like a whole nother way to have fun with my friends this summer. And when I think about going camping, I remember times with my brother and sister where we would ride our bikes around and we would just go fishing or swimming at the pond or in the pool if the state park had one. Do you have any really fond camping memories?
I have so many camping memories. I have to think about that one for a minute. I think, you know, actually one of my favorite memories is getting baptized at camp. And I was probably 12 years old, and I'd received Jesus as my Savior, and I knew that I wanted to take that next step to grow in my faith with Jesus, and my parents gave permission. I was away at camp, overnight camp, and it was so cool because we all got to wear those white gowns and walk down to the beach and under the tree. Wow. And walk into the water, just like I heard in the Bible of John the Baptist baptizing people in the river. And we got to do that. And for me, it was that moment where I said, I not only do I know Jesus as my Savior, but I want everyone to know that I'm going to follow him with all my heart. It was a really
special. That is special. Yeah, I can remember going to church camp. That was a lot of fun, too. And learning all the songs that we still sing today and mm-hmm. learning ways that you can tell people about Jesus. And then just, you know, being more sure about how much you love Jesus.
You know,
camp is great for that.
You know, you mentioned songs. I just want to say that our Camping with Jesus curriculum and the leader's guide you get, there's five brand new songs that we teach you about the gospel story. And they're so much fun, and it's great to be able to learn some new songs. And so all of the music is there for your parents to play, even just on their phone, so that you could sing along.
Nice. It sounds like a great bundle. It sounds like a really cool activity for families and even for friends. If it was just me and my buddies, you know, we'd still have a ton of fun with it. I guess if, you know, sisters came along, that'd be okay too.
For sure. You know, we have a boys' book and a girls' book, and they're the same story. The one that you guys heard today was Matthew's 5 days at camp, and you heard the first day. The girls' book is Jen's 5 days at camp, and it's the exact same story, except girls do girl things. You know how, like, when boys go down a hill, they usually tumble and wrestle and fight all the way down the hill laughing and thinking it's hilarious, and girls most of the time kind of skip and laugh and hold each other. So girls do girl things and boys do boy things, but you can use, if you have a girl camper or a boy camper, it doesn't matter. The parents who are leading it can still lead all the campers through the leader's material.
Very cool. So are there other stories that we can expect to hear from, you know, from Camping Stick Kids? Is there, you know, more stories planned? Are there more stories ready right now?
Sure. If you go to our shop, you'll find under just our regular shop tab also, you'll find something called the Real Heroes Project. And it's the same idea. You can use it for camping, but it's considered our discipleship curriculum. So it's 5 days again, but this time the story is about three young princes who are left in charge of a kingdom, and their father has to go away for a while, and he tells them to be strong, be on guard, be courageous, stand firm in the faith, and to do everything in love. And in that curriculum, you'll learn what it looks like to do all those things yourself. And find out princes kind of mess it up a little bit. They don't always do what's right, which is kind of just like you and me.
Yeah, that's for sure. But maybe we can learn along the way how to do it better.
Yeah, and we do have one other curriculum. It'll come out in August, and it is especially for our 5 and 6 year old boys and girls, because it's a poetry story about a grandpa and his little grandson who do all kinds of fun things. They go hiking, they go fishing, they look for bugs and critters, and it's a wonderful story too, but it is mostly poems and great pictures to lead you through the discovery of God's world and who God is.
Oh, that sounds great. Jolene, it sounds like you and your dad have put together a really valuable resource for families and a great experience for all the story jumpers who want to take part in it. And, you know, I just have one more question. Would you come back and share more with us as you continue to write great stories around the Camping Stick Kids?
I would love to, especially once our breakout curriculum comes out, the one I told you about the grandpa and the kids, because I think your kids would love to hear the poems and the story that goes with that.
Very cool. I look forward to it, Jolene. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's been great.
Parents, Jolene Steele is the Chief Operating Officer and Curriculum Developer of Camping Stick Kids, a ministry she co-founded with her father. This is a ministry that equips kids with a robust and resilient Christian faith. In 2015, just as Camping Stick Kids was being launched, Jolene's father received the John Avery Whitaker Award from Focus on the Family. As a result, she and her father were interviewed on an Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Since then, Jolene has developed multiple resources for Camping Stick Kids, established an official ministry partnership with Trail Life USA, and conducted workshops at multiple Trail Life USA and Great Homeschool conventions. Jolene also writes for the Old Schoolhouse magazine and has been published over 20 times in their print, digital, and online platforms. Jolene has a heart for the gospel and writes in order to share that good news with many children. Learn more about her books when you visit her website at campingstickkids.org.